Here in the United States, it seems like every week there's a new variation of yoga.
It is the latest craze among fitness fans. And
yoga with your dog, otherwise known as doga.
To rave yoga.
Infrared heated yoga.
Alien yoga.
Yoga and throbbing bass lines.
Okay, yes, things like doga. I can't get that out of my head. So that is the United States. Now, in India, where it originated centuries ago, yoga is actually getting tangled up in politics. Our next story comes from our international podcast, Rough Translation. Here's NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith.
Atiya Zaidi lives in New Delhi. She works in publishing. She's 61, not more than 5 feet tall, but she has a huge presence. She's very warm.
What does your shirt say?
It says, strike a pose for yoga.
Strike a pose for yoga. Atiya is a well-known yoga tweeter. She has about 20,000 Twitter followers. She started practicing yoga 20 years ago when she was struggling with her health. Yoga helped turn her situation around, and now she thinks everybody should do yoga. She's always bugging people to try it.
It's the best exercise for your body. Do it. Do it. Yoga for all.
Recently, Atiya's Yoga for All mission got an unlikely ally, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He is a devoted yogi.
Our Prime Minister, he's 64, 65. He's so fit because of yoga. He sleeps 4 hours in a day.
Modi is so devoted to yoga that right after he was elected in 2014, one of his very first official acts was to fly to New York and give a speech to the United Nations about yoga and push for the creation of an International Yoga Day.
Yoga should be a means to get connected with the world and with nature. Let's come together.
Big diplomatic win for PM Modi, as just 3 months after he proposed the idea, the UN has now adopted the resolution of declaring 21st June as International Yoga Day.
Now, so it seems like Atiya would be totally on board with International Yoga Day. But Atiya is Muslim, and that makes it complicated. For one thing, there are these messages that she's been getting on Twitter.
What kind of a Muslim are you? You're a blot on Islam.
A blot on Islam. In India, yoga is associated with the Hindu religion. Om is the Hindu word for God. And the sun salutation, a very common set of poses in yoga, is essentially a prayer to the Hindu sun god. In India, a Muslim law board deemed yoga un-Islamic. But Atiya does not see a conflict between practicing her Muslim faith and doing yoga. And she has not backed down.
Some people might hesitate, but I feel it's just being me.
But a lot of Muslims in India feel like yoga is being weaponized, and the Western adoption of yoga as exercise has provided the perfect mask for a really insidious agenda. Prime Minister Modi came into office with a lot of support from the Hindu nationalist movement. That is a movement that wants to create a Hindu religious state. There's been a lot of anti-Muslim violence in India. Muslim-owned beef slaughterhouses were shut down in one Indian province. The cow is sacred to Hindus. And Muslims have been attacked and even killed for having beef in their homes. In one part of India, citizen police squads have been created to keep the peace, but some have been harassing and even attacking Muslim women.
Namaskar. Welcome, everyone, to the third International Yoga Day.
And in the midst of all this, the yoga push, International Yoga Day. Prime Minister Modi did yoga live on TV with thousands of people. Tasleem Rahmani, a public intellectual and Muslim activist, was watching it all happen on TV.
Let us begin the yoga sadhana with a prayer.
Let's begin with a prayer. When Tasleem saw this, he thought, yoga is being used as a Trojan horse. Supposedly, it's this exercise for everyone, but really, it's just government officials performing a religious ceremony on TV with the international community's stamp of approval.
So it is very much religion. When you call Om, it is the Hindu word.
For God, right?
Yes.
And Tasleem points out, the yoga push isn't just about Yoga Day. Now one of Modi's ministers is pushing to make yoga a mandatory part of school curriculum. Do you mind if I get your name?
Samat.
Samat. Samat is 10 years old. He's Muslim. He's a skinny little guy with a lot of black hair. Do you do yoga in your school?
Kya tum apne school mein yoga karte ho? I do yoga.
You do yoga. Oh, did you say Om? Samat's neighbors, Sanya and Namra Shahid, are also Muslim. They grew up doing yoga in school, although it was not mandatory. And they were really excited when International Yoga Day was recognized by the world.
We feel proud.
We felt proud, obviously.
We feel proud. This belongs to our country, after all. We feel very proud.
Yoga is being practiced all over the world and it originated from our country, but at the same time, making it compulsory, it making us feel terrible about it.
Making yoga a requirement in schools changed everything. Namra says it feels like an aggression against her community. Tasleem Rahmani, the Muslim activist, says Muslim culture is under attack in India, and yoga has been an effective weapon.
You push them to perform yoga. It means you are trying to overpower the minds of our children and the whole country to follow by hook or crook their own culture.
And in the middle of all this is Atiya, the Muslim yogi who proclaims yoga for all. Of course, now in India, yoga for all sounds really different.
I mean, how does it feel when there's this thing that you love, which is yoga, that has given you so much, that's being used against your community?
It hurts, it disturbs. These things were bubbling under the surface. They were the fringe elements, so now they're empowered.
The fringe elements are now empowered. But Atiya says she will not let them define yoga.
I mean, you get scared of bigots, of haters, and you give up something you love. That's not done.
You won't do that?
No, I won't do that. I shouldn't, don't think anybody should do that.
Atiya will keep doing yoga. And tweeting about it. Stacey Vanek-Smith, NPR News.